My name is Jonette Gay, and I'm the pastor of Otterbein United Methodist Church. I have with me today our media specialist.
Hi, Jason Burgess.
And we want to talk and we want to listen. Our faith is seen and understood in many topics. We're glad you've tuned in today to Hey Hey, anybody listening?
Hi, welcome.
Hi, my name is Teresa Reddick.
Hi, Teresa.
And I'm a longtime member of First Reformed Church, United Church of Christ, in downtown Lancaster.
Right here.
Right here. And we have been here for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
We're at 40 East Orange Street, and kind of our campus is kind of tucked in behind the courthouse, between the courthouse and Christian Street on Orange.
Not far from President Buchanan's old offices.
I guess.
They were right across the street there.
Ooh.
I think he might have been into that church a few times.
Well, our church has been said to have quite a few people that have hung around over the years.
Mm-hmm.
After they were gone bodily, of course.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. I'll have to visit.
Yes. So we're here to talk about the community meals that we serve.
Yeah. I know we might do some community work here, and I kind of thought maybe some of our listeners might like to hear about how some other churches do.
Okay. Well, we belong to the Downtown Ministerium, and that group of churches or locations make sure that there is at least one warm meal available to those that need it every day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So we are one of those locations. We serve a breakfast every Saturday morning from 9 to 10, and we serve a dinner on Tuesday evenings from 5 to 6. The meals are served by different churches on mm-hmm. different days and different months. And these are people that we talked to and asked if they wanted to be part of it. Some of them came to us and said, could we serve a meal at your facility? So we have garnered these people in different ways.
Are all these meals happening at First Reform?
No.
No, right.
No, there are different locations in downtown Lancaster, but we are responsible for the Saturday morning and the Tuesday dinner.
All right.
So people do them in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
We have, when First Reformed Church is responsible for a breakfast, we make scrambled eggs, pancakes, sausage, coffee, and there's always cereal and juice and some kind of a snack. Other churches will do it different ways. Some of them will give you an egg and cheese sandwich,
mm-hmm.
or an egg and cheese croissant, or yes, and then they have maybe a snack with it, a drink with it, coffee, and that has all really changed and evolved since the virus.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be all, you know, the hot cookers lined up,
mm-hmm.
and we had all the hot meals, and people would come down, and they would sit and have their meal and then leave.
Mm-hmm.
Since the virus, some people choose to pick up a brown bag
mm-hmm.
with their food in, and take it out. So we have a little of each now. Some will come down and get their food and sit in our fellowship hall downstairs, mm-hmm. or Worley Hall, it's called. And that's in the basement of our education building,
mm-hmm.
which is where the kitchen is. Other ones will get their tray and you know, hang around, or some will take it and go outside and go wherever they go, and
mm-hmm.
they're more comfortable that way. So the meals vary according to the churches,
mm-hmm.
whatever they want to bring. For dinners, we have churches that will come in and will spend an afternoon making goulash. And then they'll serve goulash and applesauce and a roll, and they get really crazy.
Uh-huh.
But then
goulash isn't too crazy. No,
no, but I mean, compared to, there are some churches that will come in and have ham and cheese sandwiches
mm-hmm.
with some fruit and a juice. And they give those out. But it doesn't matter, because all of these people that come in wouldn't have food otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And we do feed, depending, it varies week to week, but but we do feed close to 300 people a week between those two meals.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of people.
That is.
How long is it open for?
An hour.
Yeah, wow.
An hour. So what they'll do, like on Saturday mornings, they will start lining up outside the gate at our church, usually around 8 o'clock, because they vie for the first spot, you know, to get in right away.
You want to get that special piece
yes,
of sausage,
yes,
right?
Yes, 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 yes. So they come in and line up, and at 9 o'clock, we always have someone who is at the gate, and we'll allow 10 people at a time to come in so that they can take their time and go down the steps and get what they need. And it's not too much rushing and pushing and shoving. And, you know, it just keeps control of the whole situation. Mm-hmm. Then on Tuesday evenings, they'll start to line up like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon for their food. Mm-hmm. And it's by word of mouth. I mean, there are a number of each place in downtown Lancaster that has these meals has a schedule, mm-hmm. and they're all posted somewhere. Like we have one posted outside of our education building door, and it tells you where each meal is served every day of the week and what time, you know, either a breakfast, a lunch, or a dinner.
Is there somewhere for people to get a hold of that information, or?
It's online.
All right.
It is online, but not everyone has a phone or knows how to use it in that way. So we still do have the papers posted, and we have papers, a schedule available to give them if they want to take it. And we have, because of where we're located, we have a lot of homeless in our area. We see them a lot. And so when we see them, we'll give them a schedule so that they know where the meals are and when they're served.
Do you know what the website is that you can find the information?
It's Downtown Lancaster.
Okay.
Yeah, if you look there, and if you say Downtown Lancaster Meal Program,
all right,
it'll be there too. So it's pretty easy.
Yeah. I know.
The food that we serve and we cook is all donated.
Mm-hmm.
We do have the Lancaster Food Hub that some people get food from, like meats, you know, burger or you know, sometimes they have turkeys or chickens or something. So a lot of people use that. Other than that, each of the locations or each of the churches that come in to serve a meal bring their own food.
Yes.
Now, we offer them the facility, the kitchen. Mm-hmm. We have a commercial kitchen. And then we have the area where the people can sit. They can, and also to serve it out.
How many people do you have typically sit in for the meal?
Well, we had... Like last week, it was raining, and so a lot of them, all our chairs were full. We can put about 100 people downstairs if we need to, but not everybody still stays. The ones that want to can. There are goods and bads to the meal program. Uh-huh. The good part is we are feeding people that need to be fed and couldn't get a meal like this otherwise. It also gives them a spot to maybe use the bathroom or to sit for a little bit in the warm. We also have available a prayer room in that same building where we have clothing that they can come up and see if they need it. And the lady that is in charge of that room also tries to keep a lot of personal care items available, like little bottles of shampoo and soap and toothpaste and toothbrush. Right now, she put a plea out to our church, and they need like socks, men's socks. They need gloves. They need hats. They need scarves, warm shirts, and shoes. So we have those things in the prayer room, and also an opportunity to sit down and have a prayer or talk about something that needs to be prayed about.
Curious, do people take advantage of the sort of counsel that you?
Yes, absolutely. Not everyone, but there are always a couple that will come in and say, could we talk about something? And then somebody will sit down, and there's a seating area in the prayer room where they can sit and they can talk for a little while.
So I imagine that many of these people coming in are pretty regular, you know.
Yes.
You get to know them.
You do get to, you get to know some of them, but there are a lot that you, new people. They're ones that disappear for a while. And because they're homeless, it's hard to, you know, track them down or know what's happened to them. And sometimes it becomes a concern because if you end up being a little bit close, you know, if you get to know a story about someone and they disappear, then it becomes a worryment and people get, you get attached in some ways, which is normal. You want to help them. There are a lot of people that should be on medication and don't take their meds or they don't have the money for meds. There are a lot of people that are on drugs. There are a lot of people that use alcohol, you know, on a regular basis. So there are all kinds. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of everything. As far as a downside for our location for the meals, mm-hmm. we do not have a parking lot for our church. So there's a public parking lot right behind us, and across the alley, there's a parking lot.
I don't know. If somebody planning to start up a meal, I don't know. I'm sure sometimes they need...
to help with a meal?
Yeah. Do you have any advice about opening your doors to the homeless community, I guess?
Well, if you were considering wanting to serve a meal, you would probably want to, first of all, find out how many people would be available to help you to do mm-hmm. that. And then once you get that group of people together, and I know churches that have done it with three people. Mm-hmm. Now that's kind of tight, but they come in with everything prepared and bagged so that the people will come down the steps, they'll grab their bag, and then they'll go to eat their food. If you plan on cooking there, or if you plan on cooking before you come and bringing it in for our ovens, you're going to obviously need more people, you know, to put it into containers to distribute it and, you know, everything like that. Then you would need to decide how much you want to spend on the meal, whether it's a breakfast or a dinner. You also need to decide how often you want to do it, because we have churches that will come in one time a year and serve a meal. Or we have churches that come in every month. Like they will take the first Saturday of every month. And so they're there for that breakfast every first Saturday. Or there's a group that will come in for every first Tuesday. So I know that there are a number of spots open to choose from on the calendar. And I can get that calendar for you if you're interested or whoever is interested.
Sure.
So that you would know what is open, you know, either a breakfast or a dinner, and how you want to go from there.
What if you're just an individual and you'd like to volunteer some time just to help deal with it?
Individuals, people come in all the time while we're serving a meal, and they see people lined up outside our church. And so they'll come to us and say, what's going on here? And we tell them, it's a community meal. Anybody that wants to can come in and eat. And it doesn't matter who you are. If you're walking past our church and you see the meal sign, you're welcome to come in and eat. And there's no charge. It's how we do it. So people will say, well, I would like to help. And so we have many people who are not members of our church who like to come to just serve the meals because they like to do it. I have people that just come to make pancakes on a Saturday morning. I have people that come just to make scrambled eggs or to help clean up. Sometimes they will come. Usually the group will come about an hour before we serve to prepare food and to get everything ready. And then there'll be ones that will stay a little bit later afterwards to help clean up, to leave the kitchen in the same condition it was when you came in. And that's always helpful if you have, you know, before and after people, or one group and everybody stays. But I'll tell you that as far as the time commitment, for our breakfasts and for our dinners, we usually do about an hour before the meal is served, and we are totally cleaned up a half hour after that meal is done.
Oh, so it's pretty...
It is...
It's not going to eat your whole Saturday if you did come in to help.
No, it will not. It's a fast and furious kind of thing. But when those people come down the steps and their heads... And if you've been around homeless people, a lot of them are, you know, like down on their luck, not feeling the best. They've just come from the cold or the rain or disappointment, and their heads are hanging, and you're standing there and you're serving food and you say, good morning, how are you? And they lift their heads and they'll look at you and they smile. They've had somebody that acknowledged them. And we've not only acknowledged them, but we're giving them food. And they always thank us before they leave. It's, I love to do it, but I love to do things with a group that has a goal in mind. And that goal is to feed people at that time. And it's just very heartwarming.
Well, I'm curious if there's a particular story or something that happened to you that was that you'd like to share.
Well, when our church does it, we usually have people that will serve the food, literally. Mm-hmm. Then we have people out in the dining area who will collect the trays and clean them off. Mm-hmm. And then there, if we have enough people, we will go around and involve the guests in conversation. And you just never are prepared for what you hear. Like you can run into a professor that is in their 70s or 80s that lost their job, or they've been abandoned by a family, and they'll sit and they talk to you and they tell you about their life. It gives you a whole different look at what you're doing. And then there are the ones that have children at home and they're coming to get food for the kids. Or they bring, every once in a while we get children, small children. And then we always, you know, make Mickey Mouse pancakes or, you know, put some ears on the pancakes.
Nice.
Yeah. And it's great to see kids be able to sit down and eat a warm meal. So as far as an individual story, I don't have any one individual story. Mm-hmm. And the more you do it, the more you get to know the people. Like there's one guy who, he rents a room from someone and he has a part-time job. His name is Bobby. And he came over, he was over in the yard, the churchyard one day this past weekend. He said, I really need some shoes. And his sneakers were all battered up. And so, you know, we went in the prayer room and found a pair of sneakers and it was the right size. And he was thrilled.
Yeah, that is a thrilling day.
And that's, I mean, for somebody that's walking on their feet and, you know, it's, I don't know. It's just something about working in that capacity with other people. And then when you walk in the street, it's interesting because they remember you. So if I'm walking downtown and I walk a lot, like I walk everywhere I go just about, they'll see me and a smile comes on their face and they'll say, hey, hi, how are you? Yes, so we're not just faceless, nameless people that serve them food. These are people we're talking about. There are people that come in that have very good jobs. They come in and have food. They have a meal, sit down with everyone else. And that's the way we want it. It's open to anyone.
A real sort of center in the community.
Yes, and it is one of the things that we're committed to at First Reformed Church. To be a presence in downtown Lancaster. And that's our biggest, I guess, outreach. But we have other things that we do as well.
How long have you been doing this?
Serving the meals?
Yeah.
It's over 20 years.
Wow.
Yes, it's been a while. We've done it. Mm-hmm. We know how it works.
Yeah.
So we're like a well-oiled machine when it comes time to do a meal.
Well, I know I keep telling you I'm going to come down there. I'm sure once I do, I'll...
You're welcome anytime.
Amen. Later in the week on Saturday, I joined Teresa at the community meal that they serve there at First Reform. The following is what I learned while I was there. And if they started off with a prayer.
For this day and for all of the people here working together and for our guests, please be with them and be with us as we greet them and show your love. In all we do. We give you great thanks. Amen.
What's your name?
Frank.
Frank?
Yeah, Frank Carano.
How long have you been doing this?
Several years now. 2 or 3 years, probably.
Uh-huh. And what brought you to...
I think there was a need, and it's a way that I could help people that are less fortunate, and...
Sure.
It's a function of gratitude. I mean, gratitude is what drives most of my behaviors. I just realize I'm so fortunate, and it's which the way they give back.
But they don't shoot them on Saturday, so they make the peanut butter and jelly sandwich, which is on Friday.
Uh-huh.
So you can easily do that ahead of time.
Sure.
The only thing you can't are the hot sandwiches, but yeah.
I'm sure people appreciate the hot sandwiches, though.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I know, I got it.
They're pretty tasty.
Feel free to introduce yourself or just say something real brief about, and you can say no to me.
Well, I would say the quality control sometimes is a little lacking on how much peanut butter gets in each pie.
Our goal here for my husband and I is to keep up with this expedient crew who just slap together those amazing P&J sandwiches.
And they do look good.
Some have a little more slapping.
So these go into the lunches for the day.
So you also serve a lunch with the breakfast then?
Yes, they get a packed lunch.
Oh, excellent.
Usually a piece of fruit, a sandwich. What else?
I don't know.
Probably some pastry. Yeah.
This is your department. You don't know what goes next, right?
That's right.
We focus on the peanut butter and jelly. Well, I will say, though, the four of us have been doing this for a while together, and we have it down.
Well, we're four school teachers. Four teachers.
Oh, nice.
And two of them taught in the same building, so we have a... We have a history.
Well, thanks, guys. All right. I'll let you get back to work. Okay. What are you guys doing here?
What are we doing? We're making lunches.
We're packaging assortment of things. Cereal, food, fruit, and juices.
All right.
And then what goes in the bag? You know what goes in.
Each in the bag goes cereal.
And
bowls and napkins and spoons and then fruit and juice.
And you guys do this every Saturday?
One Saturday a month.
Yes. All right.
Yep. We join with other churches who take their turn also. The second Saturday? Whenever.
It's the second Saturday.
Every month.
Right. Yep. Oh, well, glad to have you doing it.
Well, it's really a nice church kind of activity to do together and help out the homeless.
They're expecting 132.
Well, how do they judge the number?
Well, we try to go a little higher because they've been selling out. Uh-huh. So when they sell out, when we run out, that's it. You know? So we try to get, but it's been the numbers have been increasing in recent times.
Yeah, I was going to say, how long have you guys been doing this?
I think it's probably 20, early 2012 or something. It's been quite a while.
And the other thing that we do is we count how many people come in. And then there's a chart that we record, so we can look at that from week to week. Mm-hmm. How many adults, how many people are here?
Yeah, I'm sure naturally for the winter it gets uptakes.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
The needs are here, I tell you what.
Well, I'm glad you guys are here.
Well,
and you're considering this as an option?
Well, we're trying to open up a shelter this winter. I was thinking if they're going to do a shelter, it might be good to add a meal into that. You know what I'm saying?
So you're
we got a kitchen and we got all the space.
Which church is yours?
Otterbein United Methodist.
Otterbein United.
So how long have you been doing this?
Years.
Years?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I love it.
Uh-huh.
You get to know people.
Yeah, it seems like it's a lot of fun.
You get to know. I've only been doing it 6 months. We share.
Yeah, you get to know people in the church, and I guess if you come here long enough, you might know people coming through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some are pretty friendly. Some are not.
It's a hard life out there. So.
Well, it's they get a lot coming here. They get.
Really, two meals. Yeah. Really, like.
I mean, those English muffins are good. With an egg. What else? Ham.
Sausage. Sometimes it's ham. Sometimes it's sausage.
And then we special order it for people who can't have that. You know.
Or those who are vegetarian, we make sandwiches with eggs.
Yeah. Well, my name's Gerald, and. There are just a lot of needs in the community. There are a lot of things I'm concerned about, and this is one way that I can help. I'm concerned about homelessness and food insecurity, and this is a way to address some food insecurity. Yeah. It's a little harder to work on the homelessness issue.
Uh-huh. Yes.
But that's why I'm here.
Well, thanks.
I'm Mary Alice Ressler, and we live downtown, and we see a lot of homeless people. And it's difficult to know how to help because usually it's such a complex situation. And there are others helping in the community, but we figure helping our church provide a breakfast once a month is something we can easily do and enjoy working with others and doing that little bit.
Well, I appreciate them, of course. They're terrific.
Well, the meal is hot. The meal is plentiful. Ask and shall receive, I assume.
Oh, what they're doing here. It's nice of them.
Mm-hmm.
Not all churches are willing to do this.
Mm-hmm. Well,
to have that nutritional value is definitely like essential, and I'm grateful for it, for sure.
Sure. Did you said you were from Allentown?
Yeah.
Did you know about Lancaster?
I knew about it. I just ended up coming out here due to some unfortunate events that took place in my life that led me to jail.
Absolutely. I have lupus and I'm waiting on my disability for lupus, and I come here to get the meal, yes, on the weekend. If I don't have my food stamps, it really helps to come here to get the meal. It's a blessing.
I'm go ahead, recording?
Yeah.
I'm Snake, and I'm getting I come here for breakfast and lunch, very helpful. Dinners are very helpful. Sometimes you get clothes. Sometimes they let you use the restrooms in emergencies. And it's good. It's good. Good stuff.
I have to have a surgery on my feet and I need the diabetic shoes.
Uh-huh.
But my shoes are too big for me right now. They're size 11. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you could check for me to see if they have size 10 wide. I could write it down.
Yeah, well, I recorded it right there, all right?
Okay.
Can you tell me your name? That way I can find you.
I used to be homeless years ago. Thank God I grew out of that city. I'm 67 years old. I can't be out of your street.
Sure.
But thank God I got a place to live. Young. I pay rent.
Huh? That's still young.
I know what I'm saying. I know what homeless, what it feels like, but like I said, I get off my lazy butt. Got a job, got a place to live, all that stuff now. I'm trying to tell these people that, but they don't listen.
Guys here.
Yeah, well, that is food. Thank God I got church. No, thank God. This only like this is the only town that does that really. This town been blessed.
Uh huh.
Like I said, back in my day, I used to know a lot of people like me. But I don't hardly see the guys I used to hang with the homeless people. They died or they went out of town or whatever. Or got married, whatever. I don't see half of the people I used to hang with.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them died. I had a lot of friends. I had a lot of friends jump off the garage building. Thank God it's still alive, though. Well, thank God these churches help you out, when you're doing that stuff.
Well,
I have a pastor's heart. They give them, get free food, clothes, all that stuff to help them out. And I work, and that's not too easy.
It's not easy.
I wish I had a family.
Yeah.
I got to do everything myself now.
Well, the people are really nice here, and it's a blessing.
Well, thanks, guys, for talking with me.
You're welcome.
And enjoy your breakfast.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Hey, you too.
If it's five breakfasts, they would do one of the breakfasts the fifth Sunday or Saturday. And then, Tuesdays, they would just, wherever they have a fill-in, if you would like a special day or something, you call up and say, hey, I'm going to like this Tuesday.
Even if it
weren't our schedule.
Yeah, even if it was just once a month or... Mm-hmm.
Or whenever you would like it.
Some people only do it once a year.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's no...
Commitment.
Limit. Yeah, there's no commitment. Yeah.
But if you don't have a lot of people, like he's got a lot of people, like a Tuesday night dinner would be... And they start, it's from 5 to 6.
That's when they start.
So they would come here probably about 3:30, 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Not that you already have stuff already bagged up. And boxes and just come in, just set it on the counter, and you're done. It's not very hard and anything. And
that's the other thing. If you're considering it, if you're considering coming to help either an individual or a group, come down while we serve a meal. Just come in. I mean, the kitchen's open, and you just tell them, I'm here just to observe. We've had it happen many times, and that way you can see what we do and how we do it. Yeah.
Teresa, is there a specific passage or a verse from the Bible that you think describes your feeling about the I don't know, from doing this work.
Hmm.
I don't mean to put you on the spot there.
No, it's I wouldn't be able to quote a passage. My mind doesn't work that way. But Christ wants us to do for others what we would like to have done for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Do unto others. That would be what I would say.
Well, thank you, Teresa.
You're welcome.
And thanks, everybody, for listening.
Glad you were with us today, and I hope you'll tune in again as we listen to one another.